From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea's two biggest political allies, China and Russia, say calls to further tighten sanctions against Pyongyang in the wake of its latest nuclear test would do little to ease tensions on the peninsula. Speaking Tuesday at the sidelines of the BRICS Summit of Emerging National Economies in the Chinese city of Xiamen, Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned North Korea over its latest missile test, but warned that ramping up military hysteria will only lead to a global catastrophe. He also criticized the U.S. call for more sanctions against Pyongyang as useless and ineffective, and added that it was ridiculous for Washington to impose sanctions on Moscow for trading with North Korea, then turn around and ask for help imposing sanctions on the isolated regime. Russia and China, who routinely disapprove imposing sanctions on Pyongyang, have recently urged the United States and South Korea to end all joint military exercises in exchange for North Korea ending its nuclear and missile testing program. Bruce Bennett, a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation Research Group, described the North Korean weapon.
This is what we would usually call a boosted weapon. So it uses some fusion, which is what the hydrogen isotopes cause, but it's not a fully fusion weapon.
U.S. President Donald Trump and his counterpart in Seoul on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and push for even stronger United Nations sanctions against North Korea. The South Korean president, Moon Jae-in, also has asked the United Nations to consider blocking oil shipments to the North, government officials in Seoul told reporters. This is VOA News. China has attacked U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to halt trade with any country doing business with North Korea after its latest nuclear test, saying it endangered vast trade relations between Washington and Beijing. It's unclear if Trump plans to carry out his economic threat that might impact the $650 billion in annual trade with China as the United States and its allies press the UN Security Council to take new action against Pyongyang. A China spokesman declined to say what measures Beijing might support against Pyongyang, saying it would depend on discussions among council members. Cambodian opposition leader Khem Sokha has been formally charged with treason and is facing a sentence between 15 to 30 years in jail if convicted. A court in the capital, Phnom Penh, announced Tuesday that the leader of the Cambodian National Rescue Party is accused of secretly colluding with a foreign entity to undermine the government. Sokha was arrested Sunday during a raid on his home along with his bodyguards, according to a tweet by his daughter, Khem Monavia. The government said it arrested Sokha based on his comments in a video broadcast by the private Cambodian broadcasting network based in Melbourne, Australia. In the video, which dates back to 2013, Sokha claims he's received help from the United States to build a pro-democracy movement in Cambodia. President Donald Trump is expected Tuesday to announce an end to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program, an Obama-era policy that shielded some young undocumented immigrants from deportation. The move fulfills one of Trump's key campaign promises, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Since taking office, Donald Trump had hinted at a softer stance toward those brought to the country illegally as children.
We're going to show great heart. DACA is a very, very difficult subject for me.
Trump and many Republicans also believe the Obama-era program is illegal since it bypassed Congress. And on Tuesday, the president is expected to eliminate DACA. That means the roughly 800,000 immigrants currently protected by the initiative could face deportation. Congress can pass a law protecting these immigrants, and Trump may consider a six-month delay for lawmakers to agree on a plan. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
Amnesty International says nearly 400 civilians in Cameroon and Nigeria have been killed in suicide attacks carried out by the Islamic militant group Boko Haram since April of this year, more than double that of the previous 5 months. A report issued Tuesday by the human rights group says at least 223 civilians have been killed at the hands of Boko Haram since April. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.